Days of Sekt, the German champagne, fizzing and sparkling. Erich Brenner, president of the DS-Bahn, greeted me after my ticket and credentials had been checked. "Welcome, welcome, a thousand times welcome. I am delighted you can join us. This is a truly historic occasion, and the DS-Bahn is pleased that you can share it with us." He was big and beefy, as are so many Germans. I had learned that it is not fat that makes them that way, but muscle. He had a large but aristocratic face and silvery hair. He squeezed my hand with a genuine sincerity. "I'm very glad to be here," I told him. "I have been looking forward to this. I've always wanted to ride the Danube Express, but I didn't expect to be so lucky as to be present on its 25th anniversary." "We've been preparing for this great day for some time. Now it is finally here. Tomorrow we set off on our marvelous journey." He caught sight of someone past me. "Let me introduce you. Herr Vollmer," he called. Gerhard Vollmer was prematurely white-haired, but had a skier's tan, a firm jaw, and the look of a businessman who would be tough in a negotiation. He smiled, showing good white teeth, and Brenner said, "Herr Vollmer made the decision to join us quite recently, did you not, Herr Vollmer?" To me, he said, "Herr Vollmer is with the Norddeutsche Energie." I had heard the name. They were one of the leading suppliers of energy in Europe, with electrical power plants, oil refineries, and liquid natural gas tankers.